Okay. Okay, good morning. This is mock council session number one. If you would please introduce yourself and give your name, the school you're representing, and the position that you are playing here this morning. So we'll start here to my left at number one.
Hello, I am Ronnie Oropeza. I am from Seaford High School.
And you are the?
I am the court attorney.
County attorney.
Courts next door. Okay, number two.
I am Caden Dickerson from Seaford High School, and I am playing District
3. District 3. It's fine. Okay, thank you.
My name is Enoch Jacobson-Haga. I'm from Cape and Lopin High School, and I am the...
No, I'm District number 2.
Oh, District number 2.
I'm Carly Senegren. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I am the
president of council and district number one.
Council and district number one.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm Timothy Venable. I go to Veritas Scholars Academy, and I'm representing
district number four.
District number four.
Vice president of council.
Vice president of council.
Okay. Actually, we don't. You only do that to mute, so you guys don't need to press that.
Okay. I am Lucas Carr, representing Laurel High School and
District number 5.
District number 5.
And actually, you are, with being from Laurel, you are in the 5th District.
Okay.
I'm Kanaja Mosley. I'm representing Cape and Lopin High School, and
you are the finance director.
I am the finance director.
Okay.
My name is Elvis Perez, and I go to Seaford High School, and I am the
clerk of the council.
Clerk of the council.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. To make you aware, whenever council has an issue before it, these are the 5 voting members of council. Seated up here on the dais with council on any given Tuesday are members of staff and the legal counsel, our county administrator, obviously, the finance director, and the clerk of the council. These folks do not have a vote as they're not council members, only the 5 who are seated there. But for the purposes of today, and just to make it easy and so everyone has a chance to participate, we'll let you all vote on any of the issues that are before you. So with that established and out of the way, I'm going to now go to the, I guess we would go to, we want to go to call to order, approval of agenda.
Yeah, Madam President.
All right, Madam President, if you'll convene the meeting and ask if there is a motion and a second to approve the agenda before you today. Forgive me. Pledge of Allegiance. So let's have everyone rise to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right, Madam President, at this point, you would ask for the county attorney to read any correspondence that we may have for the council here this morning. So go ahead and do that, please.
Okay. Well, could the county attorney read any correspondence that we may have for this meeting, please?
Yes. We have a letter from Cape and Lopin Senior Center. Dear Gina and council members, on behalf of the board of directors, the staff, and the members of the Cape and Lopin Senior Center, I'd like to express our deep appreciation to the Sussex County Council for your ongoing support of our needs and endeavors. The fundraiser benefiting our center given by the fantastic Rehoboth Concert Band on March 18th was very successful and exceeded our expectations. Their performance was incredible and greatly enjoyed by all who attended. Your grant of $1,300 will go a long way to help cover the expense of this event. Our best wishes to you and the administrator and staff for a happy, healthy year.
Thank you. So could we entertain some public comment?
Okay. So next on the agenda, as Madam President noted, is the public comment portion. So do we have any members of the public who wish to come before council for 3 minutes to address any topic that's of importance to them that they believe the council should be aware of? Seeing none. Do we have any plants in the audience?
No, later.
Okay. All right, Madam President, then if there are no public comments, the first item of business on the agenda this morning would be a presentation from Todd Lawson, the county administrator, on a sports fields loan proposal. So with that, we'll turn it over now to Mr. Lawson, who will come before you and give his presentation.
Perfect. Okay, before I get started, I do want to tell you that some of the materials that you see and hear today from staff are actual applications. There are some embellishments that take place. Some of the facts follow exactly what happened, some do not. So that's more of a disclaimer for anyone in the room that may report on today's meeting, the press. So we do embellish a bit, but that's also to keep it fun and interesting. Okay, Madam President, members of council, thank you for having me today. I'm here to discuss a proposal that is in front of County Council involving a sports field. And I've been working with a group of local individuals from Sussex County, and they have developed a proposal for your consideration involving the funding of a sports field facility right here in Georgetown. I'm going to go over the details of this proposal. At any time, if you have any questions, just feel free to interrupt and let me know. And at the conclusion of the proposal and the presentation, I will ask for your direction on which way you would like us to go. Okay, so the foundation's name is the Sports Center Foundation. They own 56 acres outside of Georgetown, but still in the town limits on Sand Hill Road. And property has been donated, 56 acres, to the foundation, and the property has been recorded in the foundation's name. The foundation has been created to construct sports fields on this property. Currently, the property is a farm field and woods. The sports center will include 8 fields, a 3.1-mile walking and running trail, 3 pickleball courts, and ancillary facilities, including restrooms. Interestingly enough, this is true, by the way, Sussex County does not have a certified cross-country path trail located in Sussex County. So any certified cross-country events that need to take place for high school events or otherwise have to take place somewhere else. Sussex County does not have a certified cross-country trail. I mentioned earlier the property is located in Georgetown, and this property is deed restricted to become a public park facility in perpetuity, which is a fancy word for ever. Let me show you a schematic of the property. This is a conceptual design. You can see this is Sand Hill Road running on the right, parking lot inside. The green boxes are the fields, obviously, and the pinkish-red trail is the cross-country walking and running trail. I'll show you another blow up here. This is a larger overview of the whole property. You can see that the trail meanders through the woods and down to an area a little further south. There's actually going to be a parking lot here for the public's enjoyment. The public will be able to access the trail and this parking lot, park and walk or run from that point. Okay, so that's the conceptual design of the facility. I'll go back to my presentation. Okay, let me go over another facts about this. So here's what they're proposing. This is a public-private partnership, a term you hear quite a bit right now. They are proposing to raise 60% of the funding that it's going to take to build this facility. The other 40% of the facility is going to come from public funds. That's us, the government, whether it's the county government, state government, local government, town of Georgetown, or even the federal government. The estimated total cost is $4 million. $2.5 million will be from the private funds, $1.5 million requested for the county funds. The foundation will raise and spend $1.5 million first, then the county funds will be made available. So we will see if they're successful in raising the funds needed to start this program. And I believe this is the wrong PowerPoint. The county processes the payments after invoices received at $100,000 increments. So in other words, This will be a loan if we decide to go through a loan, and as we expend the funds, they will get those in $100,000 increments. Anything over $3 million, the foundation will be responsible for that funding. The proposal is a loan of $1.5 million. Is this the right presentation? Was this in the file? Is in the folder this morning? Okay. We'll run with it. $1.5 million county loan. The terms of the loan would be 50 years at 0%, no interest for the first 10 years. They place a lien on the property. Therefore, if something happens and they do not make payment, there will be a lien, and the county will be in a position to gain that money back or take over the property. At year 10, after the facility is up and running, we have the option to buy the facility for $1. So we've given $1.5 million. If we like what we see, we can take over for $1, and then the loan is forgiven. So in instance, we would buy it for $1.5 million plus $1. And then at that point, the county would be the owner and operator of this facility. As you know, currently the county does not have any Parks and Recreation Department. We do not have any direct oversight of Parks and Rec facilities throughout the county. We do have one park in western Sussex County. It's a walking park with very little oversight and maintenance. This would be a new venture for the county and something you should consider strongly when you make your decision. The board would be responsible for the operations of this facility. However, the county would receive position on the board for two people so that they could make decisions. The other option would be a grant. So instead of loaning the money and getting paid back, we would just simply grant them the money. $1.5 million. Once they've gotten all their construction permits approved, they would get the money directly. There would be no oversight from the county. The total amount of money would be given at once instead of them getting money over time. There would be no lien placed on the property, therefore no security in the property from the county, and no repayments. This is just a straight grant payment. If we like what we see, we like how they operate, we would just give them money directly. The foundation, again, would still be responsible for the operations of the facility, and the county would get positions on the board for oversight of the facility. So these are the options that are presented before you. Whether we want to loan the money or grant the money. Here is sort of a rundown of the pros and cons of that. On the left, you see the county loan. The foundation raises the first $1.5 million before we expend any money. The loan would be repaid in 50 years. As you are aware, 50 years, that's a very gracious time period. Most loans are much less than that, 40, 30, 20, even sometimes 10 years to repay loans. The county does have the option to take over the facility after year 10, and there is a lien on the property creating security for us in case something goes wrong. On the right side, the county grant, all we do is provide the money at the beginning. We provide a grant in the full amount once the construction permits are approved. That's at the very beginning of the project. We will not receive any payments for that funding. We have no oversight and we have no ownership options. Literally, the foundation will build this, run this, and take over, and the county is just acting as a financer, seed money, if you will, to get them off the ground and running. So let's bring it home. Here are the questions before you. First question, do you even want to support the foundation for the construction of this facility? Perhaps you don't want to do this. Perhaps you don't like athletics. Perhaps you don't like fields. Perhaps you don't want a Parks and Rec division within the county government. Like I said, we only have one park right now that we own, and it's just a park that has a walking trail. This would put us in a different place if we decide to fund this. On top of that, the county has never, in the history of the county, provided this amount of funding for this type of activity. So it would be a certain leap of faith. Question two, if you decide that you actually want to do this, what form do you want to do this in? Do you want to do it in a loan to the foundations with the terms that I describe? Or question three, do you want to do it in a grant? The grant obviously is, as I describe, money given to them free and clear with really no strings attached. So if you decide that you support any of these options, 1, 2, or 3, you would make a motion to approve, and let's just say we'll use these numbers. I make a motion to approve option 1, option 2, or option 3, and you see if anyone up here would second that motion. But before we do that, I'll stop and ask if there's any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lawson. So, as he indicated at this point, you as members of council, this would be the time for you to ask questions, to get into some of the finer details of the proposal. And then from there, you could ask the members of the public to give you their opinions, their thoughts on the proposal before you. And after all that's done, you then have these choices, as Mr. Lawson indicated, to do nothing or do something. So at this point, do you have any questions for Mr. Lawson regarding the proposal? Okay.
Yeah, I have a question. Would this, if we decided to go along with this, would this raise taxes?
Great question. It would not. We have money set aside in savings that if we provide this $1.5 million, it would come out of previously saved money. So it would not raise taxes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do we have to provide $1,500,000 loan? Do we have to provide that much amount of money, or can we provide a little less?
So for the purposes of this discussion, the answer is the project will not go forward unless they get the full amount, $1.5 million. So let's say they have to get the full amount, $1.5 million. It's all or nothing.
Okay.
For the purposes of this discussion.
What a good question.
Mm-hmm.
You say that it's going to be 60% privately funded and 40% public funded. So would this be run by the council, or would it be run more by the private?
Great question. The private funding would come from fundraising through the foundation. So the foundation is made up of private citizens, and they would be tasked with raising the 60% of funding, $2.5 million.
And if they didn't raise that funding, this wouldn't go through then?
That is correct.
Okay. And also, could you go back like a couple of slides?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that where you mentioned like pickleball courts. I don't know what that is. Could you explain that?
Okay. I can. And let me answer the previous question. The foundation, the board, would be responsible for the oversight of this facility. So they would manage the facility. They would hire a on-site facility manager. That person would be in charge of cutting the grass and keeping the facility nice. They would also hire someone as a promoter to schedule the events and the games and things of that. Pickleball. Pickleball is basically mini tennis. They use a different size court, which is smaller. They use a different size net, which is shorter. And they use different rackets and balls so that the balls don't carry as far as normal tennis balls do. So in essence, it's two players hitting a ball over a net, and it's a much smaller facility as compared to tennis.
A little bit of a different demographic playing that today, but you'll be familiar with it soon enough.
It's geared towards seasoned citizens that perhaps can't play full size court tennis. It is a very popular sport. It is growing in Sussex County and Delaware. The local pickleball group has hundreds and hundreds of members spread throughout the county. Any other questions of council?
Yeah, could we bring this up to a public opinion?
All right. Sure. So, Madam President, this time you would ask if there are any members of the public here, and I would strongly encourage a couple of members of the audience to maybe come forward and provide some opinions for you to consider so that you can then weigh that as you then go about and make your final decision.
Okay, so if there are any members of the public who would like to share their opinions or thoughts on this matter, I would encourage you to stand forward.
Gentlemen, right here, come on forward.
And if you would please state your name and which school you're representing, we would appreciate it.
My name is William Despain, and I'm representing Seaford High School. And my question is, you guys said that this is currently farmland, correct?
Correct, yes.
So will this have an economic effect on our county?
Great question. It is currently farmland. Majority of the property is open field that is currently farmed by a local farmer. Once this gets, if it gets constructed, all of the farmland will be taken out of production. So it will no longer be used to raise crops. Currently, it is being used to raise crops. So will have an impact on the economy in that effect. Yes, it would take the field out of production.
I have a question about that. So you would be taking the land away from the farmer by force, or would he be willing to sell it to you? Or
so the farmer doesn't own the property. The owner that owns the property is willing to donate the property. And okay. At that point, the farmer would no longer be able to access the field.
Okay.
For the purposes of this discussion, let's just say the farmer just leases the right to farm the land.
Okay, thank you.
Someone else with a question? Yeah.
Okay. We can get him in line.
Sure.
Two more after him.
My name is Davey Martins. I am representing Cape and Lopen. I have a question. You said how many tennis courts are being built?
Pickleball courts. I think there's three on the slide, three pickleball courts.
Well, on that picture that you showed,
mm-hmm.
It showed like six or eight.
Those were the fields, and then the pickleball courts are highlighted right here, these little blue boxes. Mm-hmm. That represents, now there's, let's see, eight listed now, but they're going to scale that back to three or four initially.
And then those green, those darker green fields, what are those supposed to be used for?
Good, that's soccer, lacrosse, field hockey fields, even football. No baseball, softball, it'll just be field sports activities like I listed.
Well, that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Great questions.
Hello, I'm Cadet Corporal Glickman from Sussex Technical High School. Previously, it was mentioned that this land was not only used for farmland, but that there was also a forested area. I'm curious to know if this project would require us to remove any of that area, and if so, would there be an initiative to replace the trees that have been removed?
Great questions. So you guys love trees and grass. So the trail that you see up here is the conceptual trail that runs through the forest, and the forest is illustrated through the dark green. Let me give you the large blow up. So all of the dark green on the left-hand side of the conceptual map is full-grown forest today. The permit that they've received and the permission that they have been given is to develop this trail with minimum impact to the woods. So what that means is they're coming in with very, very small equipment, not a bulldozer, but more like a bobcat, to cut the trail out and develop the trail as you see. The trail will be a base layer to make sure that it's firm, and then that loose ash stone on top that you see commonly for running trails. They will avoid wetlands through the way the trail is designed. There will be some impact to the forest, and there are no plans to replant the trees or the growth that is currently in place that would be removed through the construction of the trail.
My name is Luke Morgan. I'm from Indian River High School. I have a question regarding the fields and what they're going to be used for. So you said they're going to be used for multiple sports. Are you going to be in conjunction with the other schools in our area? I'm part of Indian River, and we play at John McLean. I'm a soccer player, and someone happened to do donuts through the field. So the girls are playing River Soccer Club. Would you work with the other soccer clubs in our area, including Cape and Lopen, with River Soccer Club, and having coaches, refs, and everything, and be in conjunction so multiple games can go on at the same time with refs involved as well?
Great question. Never do donuts on a field. It's a terrible senior prank. The answer to your question is yes. The intent of this facility is to open it to the public with coordination of both club play, like River Soccer, as well as school play, where schools need auxiliary fields to use if they've run out of space at their schools. As space is allocated, meaning we've got eight fields. If all eight fields are used, then they will. That's the intent. That's the idea. This is a public facility. So we are hopeful through private clubs like River Soccer and the schools, we would have these fields full at all times.
My name is Sam Milner. I'm from Indian River, and my question is, how do you plan to cover the maintenance costs, and would the employees be county or council or private funded?
That is a great question. As always, we are worried about the expense of anything the county's involved in, directly or indirectly. The concept here through the foundation, and they have done a market study as it relates to this, is the cost for groups to access the fields, and these would be private clubs. They would be charged a fee to access the fields, and that cost would cover the maintenance and oversight of the property, including the staffing. And the staff would not be county employees. They would be funded through the foundation.
Okay. We're running a little bit behind on time, so in the interest of speeding this along, what we'll do now is ordinarily council would then debate an issue before you would call for the vote. And so if you had any questions, anything that you want to discuss amongst yourselves, now's the time that you would do that. But we want to move on to the next session. So unless there's anything pressing, we would now have you, Madam President, call for a motion. And the motion would be for one of these three options. Now, in order for that motion to move forward, there has to be someone else on council who's willing to second it. And seconding it does not necessarily mean that person is then going to vote in favor of it, but they want to have that particular question voted on. If you do not support one of these and you don't want it to go to a vote, but you want a different one to go to a vote, you would make a motion and see if you can get a second. So that's what we would do at this point, Madam President. You would ask if there's a motion from anyone at the table to take one of these three options.
Okay, well, would anyone like to make a motion? Okay, well, I will make a motion to approve the $1.5 million loan to the foundation.
Okay, so the motion on the floor is approve the $1.5 million loan to the foundation. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Okay. So we have a second. Ordinarily, the president doesn't make motions, but that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay. It's fine for this exercise. We're doing things a little differently. But ordinarily, just so you understand the process, the president is the presiding officer, and he or she does not make motions, but it's fine here. You're okay. So we have a motion and a second before us. So at this point, Madam President, you would then say, okay, I'll call for the vote, and then each of you down the line will vote, state your reasons for why or why you're not supporting that particular motion.
And just to be clear, since this is the first one, a vote yes, because her motion was to approve option two, a vote yes would be in favor of granting this $1.5 million in the form of a loan.
Right.
A vote no would be obviously not to approve a $1.5 million loan.
And obviously, if you vote in favor of it and the motion passes, then the other two options are then moot because you've decided we're approving the loan. So it would be irrelevant to come back and then say, well, now I want to vote to do nothing or vote to do a grant.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, so I'd like to call this to a vote.
We'll start with the county attorney.
I vote yes, because it will provide to the overall public. Sports is growing these days, and why not support it?
Okay.
I vote yes as well due to the benefits of having a larger Parks and Recreation Department.
I vote yes for some of the reasons that they talked about, like it will not raise taxes and that the county can take ownership after 10 years.
Okay. Actually, Madam, well, you go ahead.
Last.
Yeah, you're last, but that's fine.
I vote no because I think we already have state parks in this area that kind of serve the same function.
Okay.
I vote no as well because I don't want to decrease the food production overall to our consumers, and I don't want to impact the wildlife and the forests right now because species these days are getting endangered by less and less wilderness.
Excellent. Thank you.
I vote no, because I feel as though we can be doing better things with the money.
All right.
I vote yes, because physical activity is important.
All right.
Okay, and I vote yes, because I feel that it is a much-needed facility, especially considering the cross-country field, which we don't have. And as someone who does track, I can very much appreciate needing correct facilities in order to have competitions and have races.
Great. All right.
So motion approved.
Motion approves. There you go.
All right. Now, what was again? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, we were 5-3. And if you were looking at just the council members, your vote would have been, I believe, 3-2. So that would have been a razor-thin margin, but for the purposes of this exercise, it was a 5-3 vote. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, thank you. All right, so in real world, this proposal took, this is an actual proposal, and that site facility concept plan is real, and the facility was approved by council in the form of a loan, $1.5 million, nearly the same terms that you saw for the loan. The vote was, out of 5 members, 3-2 to approve the loan. So it was a controversial vote, somewhat similar to the vote that we had up here. As of today, the foundation is out getting their approvals to start construction and raising money to move this forward. They have to raise the first $1.5 million before the county would access their funding for the loan. So. For all of you that are interested in this subject or this facility, stay tuned. In the next year or so, we will see this being built outside of Georgetown. Great job. Great votes. By the way, not every vote has to be 100% yes, 100% no. It's kind of nice to have varying reasons. So great job. Great questions.
All right. Thank you.
What color, Chip?
Let's go with orange.